सत्सूरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो। महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्रिषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय। हा देवी काकुभर गदगदयाद्यवाचा जाचे निपत्त भूमि दंडवत उद्घटारती अस्य प्रसादमबुधस्य जनस्य कृत्वा गंधर्वके निजगणे गणनां विधे। अंगश्यामलिं छटाभिरवितो मन्दीकृतेन्दीवरं जाड्डञ्जागुडरोच संविदधतं पट्टम्बरस्य श्रिया। वृन्दारण्यनिवासिनं हृदिलसद्दामाधिरामोदरं राधास्कन्दनिवेशितो जलभुजं ध्यायेन् दामोदर। भक्त्या विहीनापराधलक्ष्यै चेत्तास्य कामादितरङ्गमध्यै कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दं। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरुयाजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मेतया तर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुन्मानतोऽस्मि। त्वैवास्मि त्वैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमां चरणान्तिके। श्री चैतन्य चरितामृत चतुर्थ परिच्छेद। कल हम लोगों ने चैतन्य चरितामृत के पाठ के समय में बतलाया कि गोपियों को अपने सुख या अपने दुख के लिए कृष्ण की सेवा नहीं करती। दुख को दूर करने के लिए सुख पाने के लिए कृष्ण की सेवा नहीं करती। तनिक भी उसका गंध नहीं है। केवल मात्र जो कुछ उनका व्यवहार है वो कृष्ण को सुखी करने के लिए करती हैं। इसलिए हमने कल एवं मद्वोक्तोज्झित लोकवेद का हमने चैतन्य चरितामृत में दिया गया उसकी हमने कल व्याख्या की। किंतु कृष्ण स्वयं कह रहे हैं श्रीमद्भागवत में कृष्ण की एक ऐसी प्रतिज्ञा है कि जो जिस प्रकार से मेरा भजन करता है मैं भी उनका भजन करता हूँ। कृष्ण हैज टोल्ड दैट दोज हु सर्व मी एंड दोज हु डू आराधना टू मी in the same way I
repay them.
Repay them. That's it. Okay. Then. But here he has unable to गिव द रिटर्न ऑफ गोपीज सेवा, गोपियों की सेवा को उन्होंने वो दे नहीं सके, इसके लिए कृष्ण ऋणी हुए हैं। वो कह रहे हैं खुद ही, जे जथांग माम प्रपद्यन्ते ताम तथैव भजाम्यहम्, हम मम वर्तमान वर्तन्ते मनुष्य पार्थ सर्वस्व। कृष्ण की ये गीता में प्रतिज्ञा है और भी किसी जगह प्रतिज्ञा है, जो जिस रूप में हमारा भजन करता है मैं ठीक उसी के अनुरूप उनका भजन करके उस ऋण को मुक्त कर देता हूँ। कोई जो चीज़ चाहता है, यदि कोई कर्म का अर्पण करता है कृष्ण के प्रति तो उसको उसी रूप में ग्रहण करके उतना ही प्रसन्न होते हैं, किंतु यदि कोई भक्ति से संपूर्ण रूप से अपने को ही समर्पित करके कृष्ण को और पूर्ण रूप से कृष्ण के सुख के लिए वो करता है तो कृष्ण उनके लिए करते हैं, अर्थात उनके सुख के लिए भी ये करते हैं। ध्रुव ने चाहा राज्य, उनको राज्य दे दिया। कोई लोग उनको निर्विशेष रूप में मुक्ति चाहते हैं, उनको मुक्ति दे दिया। प्रहलाद महाराज जी ने उनको ऐश्वर्यमय भक्ति चाही तो की, तो उन्होंने वैसे ही किया। तो जो जिस रूप में करता है उसको देते हैं, किंतु गोपियों के सामने की भक्ति को देख करके कृष्ण वहाँ पर पराजित हो गए, वे उसके अनुरूप भजन नहीं कर सके गोपियों के अनुरूप। कृष्ण वॉज फेल टू रिफे एनीथिंग टू गोपीज, सो ही इज टेलिंग न पारे हम निरबद्ध संजुजं सुसाधु कृत्यं विबुधा जुषापिव मा भजन दिर्जर गेह श्रृंखला संवृश्य तद्वह प्रतिजातु साधुना। आई एम टेलिंग इन हिंदी, यू शुड एट इन द लास्ट यू कैन एक्सप्लेन टू इंग्लिश नोइंग पर्सन्स, बिकॉज आई विल हर्ट माई दिस मूड। इफ एनीथिंग नेसेसरी आई विल टेल, अदरवाइज आई एक्सप्लेन इंग्लिश। न पारे हम निर्बद्ध संजुजा, कृष्ण गोपियों को संबोधित करके कह रहे हैं कि ओ गोपियों, तुम्हारा और हमारा जो मिलन है इस समय में राक्षसस्थली के समय में, और तुम लोगों ने जिस प्रकार से हमें प्रसन्न करने के लिए किया है, घर बार स्त्री पुत्र परिवार नाता घर का देह दैहिक सब कुछ छोड़ दिया, यहाँ तक कि कोई स्त्री लज्जा नहीं छोड़ सकती, उस लज्जा को तुम लोगों ने छोड़ दिया। धैर्य भी तुम लोगों ने छोड़ दिया। धैर्य किस चीज़ में, धैर्य का मतलब यह, कोई हम बुरा काम करते हैं, करने जा रहे हैं, उसमें हम विचार करते हैं कि हमको नहीं करना चाहिए तो उसको नहीं करते, ये धैर्य है। कोई कठिनाई आ रही है किसी काम में तो उसको सह लेना, किसी एक काम के लिए हमारे कुल के अनुरूप नहीं, हमारे समाज के लिए ये उचित नहीं है, ऐसा समझ करके उस अपने को रोक देते हैं, वो काम को नहीं करते। जैसे चोरी करना है, चोरी नहीं करना चाहिए किसी, किंतु धन के लालच में वह सब अपना धैर्य खो देता है तब चोरी करता है। उसी प्रकार से गोपियों को अपने पतियों को छोड़ करके, बच्चों को छोड़ करके, धन अपने कुल की मर्यादा को छोड़ करके कृष्ण के समीप जाना नहीं चाहिए, तो उन्होंने धैर्य धारण करने का चेष्टा की, किंतु अपने धैर्य को नहीं रख सकी, बंसी के स्वर से ही धैर्य भी टूट गया, लोक लज्जा भी टूट गई, गुरुजनों की आज्ञा ये भी टूट गई, लोक समाज के जो रीति है वह सब कुछ उन्होंने प्रत्याग कर दिया, किस लिए, कृष्ण के लिए। तो वही कृष्ण कह रहे हैं तुम लोगों ने हमारे लिए सब कुछ छोड़ दिया। दुर्जर गृह श्रृंखला, दुर्जय मैंने क्या, जिसको जय करना बड़ा भारी कठिन है, कोई नहीं कर सकता, केवल तुम ही अपना उदाहरण स्वयं तुम ही हो, आज तक किसी ने ऐसा नहीं किया। मैं नहीं कर सकता, क्यों नहीं कर सकता, मैं यशोदा जी को, मैया को नहीं छोड़ सकता, पिताजी को छोड़ नहीं सकता, तुमसे प्रेम करूंगा, प्रीति मेरी होगी, किंतु माता पिता को छोड़ दूं ये मेरे लिए संभव नहीं। ललिता विशाखा को छोड़ दूंगा, चंद्रावली को छोड़ दूंगा, सखाओं को सिद्धाम इत्यादि सबको छोड़ दूंगा और तुम्हारे प्रीति करूंगा, ये मुझसे मेरे लिए संभव नहीं है, इसलिए मैं तुम्हारा ऋणी हूं। तुमने जैसे सब कुछ छोड़ दिया, मैं नहीं छोड़ सकता, मैं बहुनिष्ठ हूं, तुम लोग एक निष्ठ हो, सब कुछ छोड़ करके एक निष्ठा के साथ में हमारे अंदर में लगा दे, किंतु मैं ऐसा नहीं कर सकता क्योंकि बहुत निष्ठ है, तो उनके प्रति मैं ऋणी हो जाऊंगा, जिस को छोड़ूंगा उनका ऋणी बन जाऊंगा, इसलिए मेरे लिए किसी को छोड़ना संभव है। और दूसरी बात, यदि मैं कहूँ ये तुम कुछ मांग लो, ध्रुव ने मांगा था दे दिया, और पुतना को मैंने दे दिया, दूसरों को दे दिया, तो ये भी संभव नहीं। तुम लोग कहेगी जिसे अपनी सेवा दीजिए, तो फिर मेरे ऊपर में ऋण भार हो जाएगा। इफ आई विल लीव माई फादर मदर एंड ऑल अदर्स देन आई विल बी डेटेड टू ऑल, आई एम एकनिष्ठ, यू आर एकनिष्ठ, आई एम बहुनिष्ठ, आई कैनॉट लीव माई बहुनिष्ठ भाव, टू होम आई विल लीव, आई विल बी रीड, इफ आई एम गिविंग अप ऑल दी गोपीज, ऑल मदर फादर एवरीथिंग एंड कमिंग टू श्रीमती राधिका एलोन, देन ही विल बी डेटेड टू ऑल लैक्स एंड लैक्स डिवोटीज, सो ही कैनॉट डू। Another thing is also that Krishna is telling, asking Gopijas, so what you want? Gopijas are not telling, but repeatedly he tells them, what you want? I want to give you in revenge.
In return.
They will tell that we want that we can serve your lotus feet for lakhs and lakhs bucks. Then, forever. Then, I will be more debted for ever. So, I will have to be ऋणी. हमने घर नहीं छोड़ा. We have not left my home, Krishna is telling. No, Nanda Yashoda, Nanda Baba and all others. Allah. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे।
सो व्हाट टू टेल फॉरएवर, कृष्ण कह रहे हैं विबुधा यु साति मात्व सो साधु कृत्य, तुमने जो हमारे पति जो सेवा की है यह साधु साधु कृत्य है, परम पवित्र परम पवित्र चीज है, यह साधुत्व है। दूसरों के लिए होता तो पवित्रता, किंतु कृष्ण के लिए हो रहा है इसलिए पवित्र है। मैं इस ऋण को विबुधायु विधु विबुध आयु देवताओं की आयु पा करके भी मैं इस ऋण को नहीं चुका सकता, इसलिए आप लोग स्वयं प्रसन्न हो जाए।
Selection. So he said, in order for pure bhakti to be there, both these things have to be there. He said, if only the Surabh Lakshan is there, the Surabh Lakshan means to please Krishna. Activities performed for the pleasure of Krishna. This is Swarupa Lakshan. So, if only the Swarupa Lakshan is there and the Tathastha Lakshan is not there, in other words, if it's not free from desires for other things, and if it's not, if it is covered by karma, jnana, etc., then it won't be pure. And he says if the Tathastha is there and the Swarupa is not there, then it's not bhakti at all. So then, there's four unique features of Krishna's personality, the four kinds of madhurya: prema madhurya, vena madhurya, rupa madhurya, and lila madhurya.
Versus prema?
Prema. So, Srimati Radharani, she tastes all these different kinds of all these special features of Krishna more than anyone else. So Mahaprabhu appears in order to taste these four special kinds of sweetness. And the nature of the gopis' prema is that they have no desire for their own pleasure. He's saying, whereas in our case, whatever we do in the name of bhakti is 99% for our own pleasure. Says that generally people take up bhakti in order that they can become happy and also in order that they can avoid distress. So he said that in the gopis there's no trace of either of these things. They don't desire, have no desire for their own happiness, nor do they care to mitigate their distress by bhakti. He said we should make our hearts like the gopis, and then bhakti becomes prema bhakti. This is the swarupa bhakti, that it's performed for the pleasure of Krishna. Give an example of water. The dharma, or the nature of water, is that if you enter water, you'll get wet. Even if you don't desire to get wet, just by the nature of water, you will be forced to get wet. So he said, then bhakti is like that also. The nature of bhakti is such that if one takes up bhakti, then he will become purified and ultimately he will attain Krishna. And
but isn't it even the happiness will come even with the bhakti?
Yeah, he also describes this point. They don't desire, the gopis don't desire their own happiness, but it comes anyway, because this is the nature of bhakti. So he was stressing this point, that we shouldn't practice bhakti for our own happiness. And he said, just like prasadam, when we're taking prasadam, that if someone offers us prasadam and we say, well, what is the prasadam? If they're offering rice or dal or chapatis, they say, no, we don't want. But if they offer rasgul, then say, bring so many. So then he was saying that sometimes devotees, they come to the mat and they practice bhakti, and then after some time they have a desire to get married. So he said that this is, it means that they are performing bhakti for self-happiness. And that's why they end up getting married. Just like Hanuman, he was brahmachari, and he was serving Ram, and he even went to Sita, and anyway, he says that he never got married. So he's saying that if one comes and does bhakti and then after some time leaves and gets married or pursues material life, he was saying then that externally it may have appeared that the person was fixed in bhakti, but internally his consciousness was something else. He said that ultimately his consciousness was destined for rasatal. So the gopis do everything for Krishna, dressing, feeding, etc. So then Krishna is speaking to the gopis and he's telling them, don't be displeased with me. The gopis, they underwent so many difficulties for Krishna.
Are we in today yet?
No. They gave up all routine considerations of family and society, etc., etc. And their only desire was to please Krishna. So he was saying that again, the swarup of bhakti is priti, which means love or pleasing Krishna. And he's saying that this tatastha lakshanam is also required. So this was shown by the gopis, and they're giving up lok, ved, dharma, all these things, family, bodily consideration, so many different relative dharma. Then he was describing someone who's staying in the mutt, but he has a different opinion than the guru. That the guru is asking him to do one thing, but he says, oh, no, I don't want to stay in Mathura, I want to go to Vrindavan. Or he's saying that this kind of attitude is against bhakti. And he was saying that this is the training ground here, so if we don't pass the test here, how can we go to the higher plane? And then he was talking about remembrance of Krishna. He described two kinds. One is remembering the Lord and his associates, how to please them and how to follow in their footsteps. And then the other is how to please Gurudev. And then Krishna is explaining why he hid himself. This is after he reappeared and he was speaking to the gopis and telling them not to be displeased. So he was saying that he wanted to see their nature, or he wanted to see their prem, and he wanted to increase their prem. So when Krishna disappeared, he saw that some of the gopis, they became Krishna. He said that they weren't acting, but they actually were so overwhelmed, so stunned in separation, that they actually thought themselves to be Krishna and were enacting various pastimes. And he told this about, they saw the tree with the creepers and the flowers, and when they saw the blossoms, they thought that, oh, Krishna must have passed by this way, that's why they're blossoming and showing ecstatic symptoms. And so they were inquiring from the tree that where has Krishna gone, and the wind was blowing and making the leaves shake,
tremble.
And so the gopis were thinking that they didn't want to answer, they didn't want to reply to the question, and that Krishna had forbidden them, forbidden the tree to give any answer. So Krishna was seeing all these things, all this behavior of the gopis. Some were fainting, talking madly. Still just reviewing some points from last night's class. So they also use the term here, abala, which means no strength or no power. But he was saying that any powerful person in this world, like Ravan or Hiranyakashipu or an elephant or Prahlad or Sita, he said that they can't display the kind of strength that the gopis displayed, the intensity of prema that they displayed. That when Krishna disappeared, they became completely mad. So he said that no one else can display this kind of intensity of prema. So he said that in actual fact they were not abala, but they were the most powerful. So Krishna was seeing all these things.
Their strength was they could give up.
Yeah, their strength, their how they were going mad in prema for him. And they're saying, you are my Priya. Who is Priya? When he mentioned Sita, he said that, does Sita ever become mad like this for Ramchandra, talking to trees and so on and so forth? He said, we never see this behavior in Sita. So, who is Priya? One who has both the swarup and tatastha lakshans and giving up everything for Krishna, that person is Priya. He says the gopis were not married, they had no children, or they gave all these up. Then he said, what is sannyas? He says that sannyas is a vow to give up everything for the service of Mukunda.
Mukunda, give the explanation of Mukunda. He gives liberation, but worldly liberation is an ugly thing. But is praying, he gives is liberating the gopis' hair and their clothes, panelis and being untied. That's what the meaning of Mukunda. Mm. That kind of liberation.
And he was describing the symptom of prema. Prema is described in Bhakti Samhita Sindhu. That even when there's obstacles or something that would come to break the prema, it doesn't break, and rather it increases more and more. So one whose prema is of this nature, that person is Priya. He says otherwise they're not Priya. If the prema is broken, then they're not actually Priya. So Krishna disappeared in order to test the gopis to see the quality of their prema. So he's saying that therefore you should not see fault with me. And Krishna's prema is also like that towards Radharani, that he says that even if Radharani doesn't love me, or even if she's angry with me, still, my prema for her increases more and more. He was speaking, we're almost at the end here. He's saying, don't be jealous, don't see faults in me. And Krishna promised in the Gita, as you worship me, I will reciprocate accordingly. So those who are desiring nirvishesh, they will attain that. Those who are desiring a great kingdom like Dhruva, they will get that. Those who are desiring husband or beautiful lady or etc., they will get that. But he keeps praying hidden. He does not give praying very easily. And then he asked why, and he made one of the devotees answer. So why do you think he hides praying, or why do you think he doesn't give praying very easily?
Make people more interested in it.
They won't appreciate it.
Very hard to get.
Because prema is the only thing that can control him.
That was the answer that the devotee gave. And
you don't give something precious to a monkey, you just throw it away and won't appreciate it, you know what it is.
He was saying that that's generally the answer that is given, that that because prema controls Krishna. But he said that it's not that prema gives trouble to Krishna. In other words, Krishna he's actually wants to come under the control of the devotee's prema. So he's saying that what is the real reason? Then he said, just like if a monkey has, or if you offer a diamond or gold or something like that to a monkey, he said he won't be able to appreciate the actual value of it. And you know, if in exchange for the gold you give him some rotis, you throw him some rotis, he'll just immediately give the gold back. So he was pointing out here that the real reason that Krishna doesn't give it is that we don't actually want it. We want something else instead. And so we take that instead. And I was discussing this with one other devotee today, and he was saying that he was taking the Sandarbha class, and this point came up in the Sandarbhas. And Jiva Goswami was saying that the main reason why Krishna doesn't easily give prema is that nobody wants it. It's not that he doesn't want to give it. But you know, we don't want it badly enough, so we take something else instead. Class.
This is today now?
So he was reviewing some of the points from last night, especially picking up from the last part of yesterday's class about how Krishna had hidden himself and how he was testing the prema of the gopis. And how the gopis, they don't desire anything except Krishna's happiness, and how they give up everything for Krishna, and that Krishna had promised. Krishna had promised to reciprocate according to the surrender of the devotee. But he could not repay the gopis. So, normally if somebody worships Krishna with a particular desire, then Krishna will fulfill that desire, and then he becomes free from his debt to the worshipper. But in the case of the gopis, they wouldn't take anything. They simply wanted more and more service. And so he could never become free from his debt to the gopis. Again, he was pointing out the examples of Dhruva, Prahlad, etc. So they each took different things, either Aishwarya Bhakti in the case of Prahlad, or Dhruva, he took kingdom. But the gopis defeated Krishna. They were saying how the gopis gave up everything, even their body, family, even laja, which means shyness. For a woman to give up shyness is considered to be a great fault. And dhairya means steadiness or gravity. So they're saying, what is patience also? What is dhairya? That if there's a consideration of doing some kind of bad work, and then one thinks, oh, I should not do this, this is called dhairya.
Discrimination.
That consideration which prevents us from doing some kind of unworthy action, that is called dhairya. Just like stealing, one should not steal. But for wealth, one may engage in stealing. So the gopis, they should not have given up their husband, family, etc. But when they heard the sound of the flute, that is. But anyway, they heard the sound of the flute and their dharya was broken, and then they gave up everything. Then he was explaining about Krishna being bahunisht and the gopis being iknisht. So he was saying that you've given up your family, you've given up your mother, father, husbands, everything. He said, I couldn't give up Yashoda or, you know, all the other devotees. Right, you know, the coward boys and so on. He said that I could not do this, but you've given up everything for me. So he said that I am obliged to all my devotees and I cannot possibly give them up. So I am bhavnisht. I cannot give up this bhavnisht nature, but you are iknisht. I had a interesting talk with Premananda Prabhu. We had an interesting talk with Premananda Prabhu a little while ago.
Mithra?
Yeah. He likes to engage in mock fighting with Maharaj on very elevated levels. So he was saying that you're always saying that Krishna is bhavanisht and that the gopis are iknisht. But he said, in my opinion, the gopis are bhavanisht, or Srimati Radhika is bhavanisht and Krishna is iknisht. As he was saying that, you know, Radharani has all her sakis and she loves all her sakis and manjaris, and, you know, she's always thinking of them, thinking of their welfare, just like in the Rasalila when Krishna left and then he went off with Radharani. Then Radharani was thinking that, oh, all my sakis, they will be feeling so depressed, and she could not forget them. And so then, you know, she said, oh, I can't go any further, and ask Krishna to take her on his shoulders. And he said, but Krishna's not like this. He said that he just makes an external show of being attached to his other devotees, but actually he's only thinking of Radharani, and even when he goes to Mathura and Dwarka, he said he's only thinking of Srimati Radhika. So he was laughing very much when he was telling us.
He said, I always win.
Gurudev didn't defeat him.
I think he just laughed. So Krishna was asking, what do you want? I will give you anything you ask. But they would not take anything, and they were simply desiring to have Krishna's service in lakhs and lakhs of births. So Krishna will have to remain indebted. So then he was telling them that since I cannot repay your love, then you should simply be satisfied with yourself. And the gopis, at first they were angry with Krishna for disappearing, and then they meant to chastise Krishna indirectly. So they said, we want to tell us what kind of lover you are. And
we heard that this week.
He was saying three or four different kinds of lovers. And so then ultimately Krishna said that he was not any of them. And after he had explained all this to them, then the gopis became very humble. And they actually felt defeated by Krishna. And he said, this is also the nature of prem, that the devotee feels very humble. But then he said that we want to see Krishna defeated by the gopis.
We want to see.
We do. So he said that there's no trace of self-happiness and the gopis. And when Uddhav came from Mathura to Vrindavan, he saw this quality of prem in the gopis. So the gopis do everything for Krishna. They decorate themselves and put on so many ornaments, dress, cooking. So why do they do all this? And when they dress themselves very beautifully, then they look in the mirror and they think, oh, I'm so beautiful. So why do they think this way? They do all these things simply for Krishna. So he was saying, he gave the example of how even in this material world, in India, when the husband leaves home and the wife doesn't decorate herself. So the gopis, they were decorating themselves simply to give pleasure to Krishna. And when Krishna left and went to Dwarka and Mathura, then the gopis, they never decorated themselves anymore. And they were always rolling in the dust, and they were covered, their clothes were covered with the dust of Vrindavan.
And tears.
They weren't even washing their clothes. Then he was saying when Krishna was in Vrindavan, and when they would meet, the gopis would not wear a mala, and also they would not, Krishna would not wear a mala.
When they meet,
garland. Or they would
take their malas off.
Yeah, they would take their garlands off because they didn't want anything to come between them. Then when Krishna left and went to Dwarka, he was saying that this is a distance of 1,200 or 1,500 miles, or anyway, something like that. So the gopis, when they were so you know, there was so much separation, and yet they were still maintaining their lives, they took it that they have not even a slight trace of praying for Krishna. Because if they actually had praying for Krishna, then immediately they would give up their life. So again, he says this is the symptom of praying, and specifically the praying of the gopis.
At the time he was talking about the malas, he was also talking about the
kumkum.
Yeah, what did he say about that?
It's just the same thing. He's saying
they take it off?
Yeah. So that it doesn't get in the way.
Can you go a little faster?
Yes. We're saying that, and then sometimes in separation, they were seeing Krishna. Like if they saw a tamal tree, they would think that it was Krishna. So he was saying that Sita doesn't see like this. So he said that Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami is saying that we should have no doubt in this matter, and that if there is any doubt, it will be aparad. And the gopis, they are thinking that I am offering this body to Krishna. No one else is fit for this body. This body is for giving ananda to Krishna. So therefore, because this body gives ananda to Krishna, we decorate ourselves, ornament ourselves. So this is our supreme duty. So you're saying that this, seeing the beauty of the gopis agitates the waves of Krishna's heart.